Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Addie L., whose birthday is on December 23rd. Happy birthday, Addie. And I have to send some special shout-outs to Anastasia and Tessa May and her dog, Charlie. Addie, Anastasia, Tessa May, thank you for listening to Girl Tales. It means so much to me. Grown-ups, if you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, or if you'd like me to wish them a happy birthday, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Mother Winter. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you a story that I heard from a friend of mine. My friend, Ishbel, lives in Scotland. Scotland is a beautiful place. It's a country full of wonderful stories of fairies, magic, and giants. My friend Ishbel tells this story every winter solstice. That's the time of year when daylight is in short supply, and it's very cold, and the northern hemisphere of the earth is leaning far away from the sun. Ishbel says this is a true story from a time long, long ago, thousands of years ago, when fairies and giants and gods and goddesses roamed all over Scotland and would talk to the people there. I'm not sure if the fairies and giants ever went away. They might still be somewhere in Scotland. Even today, there is a special place, a glen in Perthshire, called Glen Lyon. And in that glen, there is a little wooden house called Tig na Cailleach. Inside the house are stones stocked up to look like tiny people. Every year in spring, the farmers who live in the valley bring the stone people out of their little wooden house, and at Halloween, they put them back inside. But I'm getting off track. This is a story about what happened thousands of years ago in that same spot in Glen Lyon, and about the day that Mother Winter came to visit. Cailleach, or Mother Winter, was a very busy woman. She had children to take care of, deer to herd, and she also had to bring wintertime to Scotland by washing her apron in the Gulf of Corryvreckan. And she had to gather firewood to keep her husband, Father Winter, and their children warm for the winter. Did I mention that she was also about to have a baby? One day, she was herding some deer and walking through the mountains. Wait a second, maybe you're picturing a human person walking along the mountains? I forgot to tell you that Mother Winter was enormous. She was a giant. When she took one step, she crossed three mountains, and if she dropped a stone from her pocket, it formed a whole new mountain. So when she took a walk, she really went far. She was walking along and suddenly a huge winter storm struck. The sky turned gray and it started to snow. The wind began to howl and the air turned cold as ice. It was snowing so hard and so fast that Mother Winter could barely see her hand in front of her face. Maybe you think because her name is Mother Winter that she likes the cold? Not a bit. Mother Winter needed somewhere dry and warm, especially because she was going to have a baby pretty soon. Father Winter and her kids were way across Scotland eating dinner, and here she was, stranded in a snowstorm. Well, just then, she noticed the lights of a small village in a glen up ahead. Mother Winter took one big step and was there, standing above the village.
Hello!
Mother Winter called. Her voice was like thunder because she was so big. Faces appeared at the windows of the cottages and crofts. The villagers saw Mother Winter and knew right away who she was. They came out of their homes and shouted up to her.
Welcome to Glen Lyon, Collach.
Welcome to Glen Lyon, Collach.
Welcome to Glen Lyon, Collach.
Thank you,
she called back.
Is there anywhere I can go to get out of the snow? I'm going to have a wean soon.
A wean is a Scottish word for a child or a baby. The villagers looked at each other. Mother Winter was so big, they didn't have a house big enough for her. But she needed somewhere to stay, and they wanted to help her.
We're going to build you a house,
they shouted up. They didn't have to be so kind, but before you could blink, the villagers all came out of their houses and started to build. They used straw bales and wood, peat moss and clay, and created walls. The snow came down. The villagers took a few stones from their own houses and added them to the walls. Still, the snow came down. The villagers took all the straw they had left and mixed in some long grasses and tree branches and built a roof over the house. Still, the snow came down. Finally, the villagers rolled a big flat stone in place to make a door, and Kalach's house was built. She was so pleased to get out of the snow. There was enough room to sit up or lay down in her house. And there was a hearth with some wood, so she had a fire to stay warm.
Thank you very much,
Mother Winter said to the villagers. The villagers went back to their own houses, and it snowed and snowed and snowed all night. The wind howled, but the villagers and Mother Winter were all warm and safe in their houses. In the morning, the sky cleared. The sun came out and the whole glen was covered in white snow. The villagers heard a funny sound coming from Mother Winter's house. Mother Winter opened her stone door. She had her new baby in her arms. Remember, she's a giant, so her baby is also a giant. Her baby was the size of a house.
Thank you for your help, my friends,
Mother Winter said to the villagers.
Of course, we were happy to help.
Now, Mother Winter could have just left it at that and gone home with her new baby, but she was truly grateful that the villagers helped her, so she made them a promise.
From now on, this valley will grow all the food you need.
The villagers were so happy. Mother Winter didn't have to do that, but she chose to do an act of kindness, just as the villagers chose to do an act of kindness to her. Mother Winter picked up her baby, helped take down the house, returned the hay and grasses to feed the animals, the wood for the villagers' fires, the stones for their houses, but left the stone from the door. That way, she'd remember the glen every time she went walking. Mother Winter walked home to show her family the new baby and to get some giant oat cakes. The villagers kept the giant stone, and over thousands of years they passed the story of Mother Winter down. They found smaller stones and placed them under the big stone. Every spring they would bring the small stones out to enjoy the good weather, and every Halloween they would put them back under the big stone to stay warm for the coming winter. Even today, well, you remember from the beginning of the story. Even today, there is a special place, a glen in Perthshire, called Glen Lyon. And in that glen, there is a little wooden house called Teig na Cailleach. Inside the house are stones. Those stones help us remember the story of Mother Winter and the snowstorm, and that kindness can make a difference. That was Mother Winter, written, produced, and performed by Tessa Flannery, assistant produced by Chad Chennai, performed and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Do not forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.